Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This little meditation is called A Praying Mother. Dad has now moved to a care facility, and looking through the house brought a rush of all kinds of emotions. My mother's touch is everywhere. God was her life. It is reflected on the walls, in the assorted knickknacks, and even in her recipe box. As someone was rummaging through her recipe box, they found a card that said, quote, "From the recipe file of Eunice J. Oswald." On the card in my mother's handwriting were these words, "Dear children, I can no longer grasp your tiny hand and lead you across the street, nor tuck you in at night against the chill, nor kiss your precious flawless baby face. But I can pray. I can no longer take you to the house of God, nor read to you from His precious holy word, nor tell you what is right and what is wrong. But I can pray. For you are grown, and from my constant care are gone, to choose your way and live your life and be what you will in your own way. But I still pray." I must admit that brought tears to my eyes as I reflected back on my dear praying mother. When mother died, we asked Dad if he wanted to say anything about mother that would be read at the funeral service. Dad is a man of few words, and all he said was, "She was a praying woman." Indeed, she was. And I am convinced that those prayers have followed all of her children down through the years of our lives and still impact us even now. To have a godly praying mother is one of the greatest things in all the world. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 31:28-30, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Lord, I thank you for my dear praying mother. And you used her in my life in a great way. And I'm convinced those prayers impacted me each step of the way. And even now, we feel those prayers reverberating down through our lives. And so, Lord, we just thank you for our dear mother today. Thank you for all the godly mothers represented amongst your people and how you use them in such an impactful and powerful way as they pray for their children. Lord, we commit our day to you and ask your blessing upon it. Use us for your glory. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.